list, and a very cool track we've got planned for that. We're going to start off with something from the In the Fish Tank series, which is a 14-volume series out on Concurrent Records, which is distributed by Touch and Go out of Chicago. And what their shtick is they kind of feature kind of blending together two bands that would not normally have something in common with each other. In the past, they've done something with like the Black Heart Procession and Saul Bakken, and Motorpsycho and Jagged Jazzist, and Solex with MAE, Low and the Dirty Three. Well, this one combines two very, very unlikely groups as well. And it turned out to be quite pretty, actually. I was quite surprised. And this is a mixture of the band Isis and Aerogram. We'll be right back. probably one of the darkest starts to one of the saddest final tours, actually. That was the Swans off of Swans Are Dead from their final tour in 1997. And boy, am I kicking myself for missing that. It's the first track off their double CD set, Feel Happiness, it's called there. And we started you off there with a nice little fusion of two groups together, Isis and Areogram. Isis from San Francisco, Areogram from Glasgow. And yeah, they threw them together. And that little beautiful thing is what you heard there. That's on the In the Fish Tank series of records out on Concurrent Records. That's the 14th one in the volume. And let's hope they keep coming. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat. And coming up in the next half hour, some kind of sludgy stuff, because Earth have a new album out. And Earth, kind of a resurgence in interest in this band. Originally started in the early 90s out of Seattle, Washington. Featuring Dylan Carlson, the main member. Dylan Carlson, no matter what he does musically, will probably go down in history as Kurt Cobain's best friend who sold him the shotgun. So there you go. But yeah, thanks to Kurt Cobain, he helped him out with his recording career and put out his first few albums on Sub Pop Records. Highly recommend, if you're into the sludge rock, I'd highly recommend Earth 2. That's a really good one. But the brand new one here, holding in my little hands here, is Hibernaculum. And it's out on Southern Lord Records. And of course, Southern Lord Records is run by the Sun O guys. And Sun O, very big fans of Earth. Why do you think they're called Sun X? You know. However, Hibernaculum is a very special CD and DVD package. So the Drone Innovators Earth and the audio material contains three previously recorded tracks, but done in a completely different, stark and clean tone. And it also includes the incredibly rare Plague of Angels that was only released on a very, very rare 7-inch, split 7-inch with Sun O. We're going to hear the first track off of the new Sun record entitled Ouroboros Is Broken. We'll be right back.
switching. I can't make sense of this. If it's ringing in my head or in my ears, I cannot tell the difference. I can't keep my eye from switching.
Tuesday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. Sweet and Hot every Thursday morning. A great way to start your day. Speaking of shows, coming up at 1 o'clock, I think we've got some uninterrupted jams this week. And so I'll tell you what I'm picking later. So stay tuned. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumble Tone Radio, a go-go, the best in garage organ-driven psych. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30 this week, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in CanCon with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And 11 o'clock, Vancouver's most suicidal programmer, possibly the most depressed human being on the world. You love him, you know him, and you don't want to be him. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR. This show you're listening to is a noise, and holy moly, let's go through the set of that last half hour of sludgy stuff you heard there. We started you off there with, like I said, Earth have a new album out. The masters of the drone of the early 90s have kind of refurbished themselves a little bit with a new album called Hibernaculum, and it's out on Southern Lord Records and available now in finer record stores, I'm sure. That track was called Ouroboros is Broken. We had some of Atlanta, Georgia's finest after that. Harvey Milk off of their newest one, Special Wishes, with Love Swing. Something by one of my favorite bands from Baltimore, The Oxes, the wonderful Oxes. Whatever happened to these guys? This is the last thing they put out. This is about 2 years old now, and this is off their just self-titled EP, no song titles given, and none are really necessary. It's a great little four-track, heavy, heavy dose of instrumental math rock. After that, holy cow, what the heck is in the water in Providence, Rhode Island? I don't know. They're just creating so many incredible bands and labels and sounds and noise. What you heard there was The Daughters off of their most recent one, Hell Songs, off of Hydra Head Records, and that track was called Cheers, Pricks. And then you've heard this on the show many, many times. I don't think I've played this an album or this a song by this a band this many times. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Pterodactyl. It is in stores now. You've had like a month and a half sneak preview. It finally got commercially released this week. So go buy your finer record stores and go buy it. Pterodactyl, self-titled on Bra Records. Well, coming up in the next set, well, guess who's coming? My favorite existing band, Acid Mother's Temple, May 9th, Richards on Richards. It's on a Wednesday. So you can just guarantee that on a Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 9th, you're going to be hearing a heavy, heavy dose of my extensively large Acid Mother's Temple, unnecessarily large Acid Mother's Temple collection, if you ask me. And you can also guarantee we've got tickets to give away as well. I'm not giving them away this week, but you can be sure that there's going to be some skill testing questions. Like I said, this is my favorite existing band. You think I'm just going to give them away? I don't think so. However, yeah, we're going to hear some of them, and you can guarantee you're going to hear this live at the show. So that's Mother Temple live at Devil's Triangle with Pink Lady Lemonade. I Want to Drink You.
was a little boy who spent his days in a sandbox with his toys. His favorite one was a soldier with a gun. They had so much fun, oh boy. And then he left his sandbox for another toy called a girl. But now they got him back playing toy soldier for the world. In sandbox days when he was sick of playing with his soldier man, him up with sand. And now he's waiting for the day when he can see his lady love. The world had knocked him to the ground and 6 feet of sand cover him all. Peaceful days are now at hand. She looked into her drawer and found something he gave her when he said goodbye. She looked at it and tears came from her eyes as she held his toy soldier boy. She read the letter telling her of bayonets and all their fears. She read the letter telling her of how the bomb blast hurt his ears. His babies watched in wonderment as his young wife drowned in tears. His babies stood with bayonets and bomb blasts at their ears.
Complete undiscovered genius there. Michael Yonkers with the Michael Yonkers Band, originally released in 1971, I believe. Thanks to, it went virtually unnoticed by, well, everyone. And thanks to the kind folks at Sub Pop a few years back. They re-released it and met with just some serious acclaim. That was Boy in a Sandbox. Before that, we had some Plastic Crime Wave Sound off of a split 7-inch featuring Michael Yonkers, actually. And I had the pleasure of having Steve Krakow from Plastic Crime Wave Sound on this show here. Actually, he came up all the way from Chicago. Thanks a lot again, Steve. Hope you're doing well. That's, that was entitled Hispagus Blue and the End of Cloud Part 1. And then we started off there with Acid Mother's Temple off of Live from the Devil's Triangle with Pink Lady Lemonade. I Want to Drink You. And like I said, they're going to be in our fair city May 9th. Stay tuned on this show. Next couple of weeks, we're going to be giving away some tickets for you. And like I said, you're going to have to get your brains working. And you're going to have to show what a fan you are. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here. And we're going to leave you like we've been leaving you for the last 12 weeks. We're at part 12 of our 300-part series of Better Know a Nurse with Wound List. And yes, indeedy, in case you don't know, Nurse with Wound, better known as Steve Stapleton, on his first album, Nurse with Wound, back in 1980, listed 300 bands of varying degrees of obscurity. And I'm taking it upon myself to play at least one track by every single band listed on the record. And this week, I was really pleased to see this on there, actually. And not only because I have it in my own collection, but it is one of my preferred tracks, actually. Robert Ashley with She Was a Visitor. And the liner notes go on to say, in Robert Ashley's She Was a Visitor, the performer finds himself in a decidedly different choral situation. The chorus is divided into groups, each headed by the leader. A lone speaker repeats the title sentence throughout the entire performance. The separate phonemes of the sentence are picked up freely by the group leaders and are relayed to the group members, who sustain them softly for the duration of one natural breath. The time lag between the group's leaders' utterances and their pickup by the group's members produces a staggered, chant-like effect, with the sounds moving outward from the nearest performer to the farthest. It is possible that in a concert performance, the audience could, with minimal instruction, also participate. Well, this is Robert Ashley's She Was a Visitor. That just about does it for me. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
She was a visitor. 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 She was a visitor.
www.signalandnoise.ca.